RH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Matt, and this is my new radio show, the 1 o'clock Alt-Rock Expedition. I'm joined with my two temporary co-hosts for today, Ryan and Matt. They're here to show me what all these fancy buttons do.
Hello, I'm Ryan.
And I am Matt number two. Hello.
So, today I just wanted to sort of expose everyone to some stuff that they may have never heard before. So, it's going to be a little on the weird side. Maybe you have heard it before. It's going to be from a lot of bands that you might recognize their name, but definitely some new things you'll be exposed to today. So, with that, I hope you like it. Okay, so I am not sure why, but the music is not playing. Like I said, I don't know what all these fancy buttons do. I will figure this out as quick as I can. Thanks for hanging in there with me, Lehigh Valley. All right, WJRH. That was YYZ by Rush. You may have heard the Canadian rock trio before. They're progressive. And probably if you've heard anything from them before, it would be Tom Sawyer, maybe Free Will. Anyway, that was the first song that actually played correctly. Hopefully we can continue with no technical difficulties. Next up is Alone and Easy Target by Foo Fighters. This is off of their first album. We'll be right back. All right, that was Seether by Veruca Salt. Next up, I've got something from Led Zeppelin for you, but probably something you've never heard before. So, hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, that was Icky Thump by the White Stripes. Up next, we've got a song about a particular giant lizard that Ryan is very excited about.
Go, go, Godzilla!
All right, and that was Pretend We're Dead by L7. Next up, we've got Cannonball by The Breeders, which is actually sort of a project of the bassist of The Pixies, Kim Deal, in case you were wondering.
Thank you.
All right, that was Up All Night by Beck. That's off of his 2017 album. So, next up, I got something really out there for you. I hope you'll enjoy it. It's, I guess you could call it progressive. I don't really know. It's Hocus Pocus by Focus, and hopefully you're braced for some yodeling. All right, that was Gratitude by the Beastie Boys. I know some of you might be thinking that that doesn't sound like the Beastie Boys, but that's very early Beastie Boys before they started really getting into the rap rock and when they still sounded more like punk. So, speaking of punk, I've got my last track coming up here, and this is something that you might recognize if you're really into classic punk or if you've ever played Grand Theft Auto V. All right, so that was The Germs. And with that, I'm going to end my show. I hope you enjoyed. I really enjoyed it myself. And tune in next week, and I'll expose you to another set of new things that you've probably never heard before. So with that, I'm going to transfer you back to everyone's best friend, the Robo DJ.
Knees that I wobbled in my walk, and I'm trembling. That's right.